There's a story, maybe some of you are familiar with this, and I saw a movie on this. In 2003, in the beautiful but desolate mountains of southeastern Utah, a 27-year-old mountain climber named Aaron Ralston made a desperate decision. An avid outdoors man, Aaron was rock climbing one day when his right arm became trapped under a boulder estimated to weigh at least 800 pounds. He saw immediately that he was in deep trouble. Unable to budge the rock at all, Aaron took out his pocket knife and chipped away at the rock for 10 hours, but managing to produce only a small handful of dust. Obviously, this was not going to work. Days were passing. No one knew where he was. Even worse, his family and friends were used to his going off for days without contacting anyone. So they were not even looking for him. With his arm still wedged beneath this enormous boulder, Aaron recorded a video message to his parents telling them goodbye. At the end of several days with no food or water, Aaron made a remarkable choice. He decided to amputate his arm in order to save himself. And that's exactly what he did, using only a pocket knife. What an amazing display of courage and determination. After he was finished, he applied a tourniquet to his arm and rappelled nearly 70 feet to the floor of the canyon. Then he hiked 5 miles downstream, where he encountered some other hikers and was rescued. Aaron Ralston made the obviously excruciating decision to amputate his right arm to save his life. He made that choice to sacrifice his arm in order to save his life. There are choices that must be made in life, and those choices determine our destiny. My brothers and sisters, in our first reading, we find jealousy, a form of envy, went into Joshua, Moses' assistant. Moses and the 70 elders were called by the Lord, and the Spirit rested on them. 2 of those 70 were not present, but still the Spirit rested on them. Hearing that even they were not in the tent of meeting and prophesied in the camp, an indignant and jealous Joshua told Moses to stop them. Moses told him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them?" Moses taught Joshua the virtue of tolerance, patience, and acceptance, a direct reference to our gospel for today. The first reading is giving us insight how to be tolerant to others, called to accept our differences in the eyes of God, and be patient to those people not part of our own group or community. While in our responsorial psalm, it reminds us that following the precepts of the Lord will draw us nearer to God, stronger, and so give us eternal joy in His presence. In our second reading, St. James is teaching us justice in our every actions. James cautions the rich against denying social justice to their own workers by ignoring and declining to give proper compensation, living wage, and needs of others, which is horrible act of discrimination and injustice, equivalent to murder in the agricultural economy of the ancient Middle East. We are being reminded by St. James that we must bring social justice to every person we encounter, whether within our family, community, and society. An act of injustice, withholding what is due, is an act of murder to people working for us and in need of our assistance. As Christians, by the sacrament of baptism, we are committed to promote love and peace, be just and tolerant. In our Gospel from St. Mark, Jesus taught His apostles how to be tolerant when John complained about those outsiders from their group who are doing good deeds, exorcising demons in Jesus' name. Jesus is telling His disciples, whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. Jesus further taught His disciples against giving scandal, especially to innocent children, to vulnerable members of the community, and to beginners in the faith. Jesus instructs the apostles and us that just as a doctor might remove by surgery a limb or some part of the body to preserve the life of the whole body, so we must be ready to part with anything that causes us or others to sin and which leads to spiritual death. We are also called and encouraged to bear with the weaknesses of others without condoning the evil they do by remaining true to our conscience and beliefs, respecting the differences we encounter, working together on projects of common interest, affirming what is good in the other person's position, even when we disagree on certain things, and allowing the light of Christ to shine through our loving words and deeds. My brothers and sisters, are we ready to cut off all prejudices, wrong attitude to others, and even control our tongue in saying bad things to others and stop gossiping? Are we ready to cut off things that hinder us to come closer to God, like pornography, scandal, fake news, and fake accusations? Like in our story, like Aaron, are we ready to sacrifice anything to save our lives, to things for the greater glory of God? So let us ask, therefore, in this Eucharist, the strength to cut off anything that obstructs us to become better Christians. Cut off anything that is evil. Let this be our prayer, patterned after St. Francis' peace prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. When there is injury, pardon. When there is doubt, faith. When there is despair, hope. When there is darkness, light. When there is sadness, joy. May my brothers and sisters discover that only in you they can have new life and joy, freedom from sin and oppression. Amen.